What changes are in store for Madison County in the next 100 years? We'll find out after this. Claude Yowell has been an educator, collector, and historian in his 87 years. In Madison County, he's best known for his history of Madison County. Claude Yowell says the winds of change in Madison are blowing stronger now.
I have found that there has been as many changes in this county in the last 50 years as it was in the 200 before that. And I expect that's about the same of the United States, that there has been as many changes in the last 100 years as it was in almost the 300 years before, after the settlement of Jamestown. Now, you know, we like to dream about what will happen. Well, my guess is no better than anyone else's, but probably it isn't any worse than anyone else. No one knows what will happen. And I think we all wonder what will happen next. Now, there are certain indications of what may happen and next. Now, for example, I feel that in Madison County, the population will be greatly increased in the next 100 years. Now, I think in the state of Virginia, it'll also be greatly increased in the next 100 years, and in the United States, greatly increased in the next 100 years. And along with that, we can't help but think of certain problems that will come up and certain changes that growth of population will produce. We here in Madison now are having a planning committee to plan out that this land will be agriculture, and this will be residential, and this will be industrial, and so on. And what the main idea of the planning is to preserve the farmlands. Our country may increase greatly in population, and I think in Madison County we can add a great deal of population to Madison County, and we have various little nooks and corners that houses may be built and not be a hindrance to farmland whatsoever. But there are other problems besides just where do you place the houses. There'll be the problem of feeding the people. Well, there are certain problems that will come up with that. And it's also going to be of the entire country. Now, I think that Madison has always, of course, I've known that Madison has always been a rural residential section, the whole county. And I think that in the future, it's going to continue that way. We don't have any large industrial plants, and I don't think we ever will, because we don't have a railroad, and I don't think we ever will. I think we're going to find a great deal increase of smaller industrial plants. Now, such as right in the site of where I live here, the Claw Furniture Factory. Now, they employ about 20-some people, and they make beautiful furniture, and they are 2 years behind times in their orders. Now, that shows you that there is room for expansion. There could be another little shop somewhere. And we in the future will have a lot of craft shops, we may say, in Madison. I think that's true. Now, I look forward to Madison County becoming a beautiful residential section. I think we have a beautiful county now, with the hills and valleys and mountains. I think it's a beautiful country. And I think we can add a great deal to it, though. I think we can do certain things to make it more beautiful. And I believe we will do it in the future.
A look at Madison County in the next 100 years from county historian and honorary chairman of the Madison County Bicentennial Commission, Claude Yowell. I'm Ross Hunter.